Okay, this is. Okay, you've been so kindly generous with your teachings. Thank you. Do you think being introduced to Buddhism guided you to the contemplative life, or would you have become a monk in any tradition? Would you share a bit of your story? So I did give a bit of my story, but you know, certainly there is a draw to some kind of contemplative life, some kind of you know, when I was young, I wasn't drawn, you know, religion really didn't draw me. Although the and that's probably just a manifestation of stubbornness and contrariness, but there was a real draw to something resonated immediately with Buddhism, and something also drew me to meditation, training the mind, and there was something, a draw to that. Really looking for ways to do that. And the I remember when I the very first time I went back to Canada. Oh no, it wasn't. It was before even when I was I think I was still at university. And I was out east visiting an uncle and aunt of mine. And there was shortly before, I was already interested in Buddhism shortly before I left. And we were talking, and something came up about religion and Buddhism and meditation, and my aunt said, "Well, she said, you know, I remember looking after you when you're a small child, and you know, some as they do with little kids, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up?" I said, "Well, you know, I want to be a priest." And it was something that I was very embarrassed because there was another friend of mine with me. We were traveling out east. And, oh dear! but it was sort of, oh, well, you know. But that I could see that certainly was something that resonated through, even if it wasn't conscious, that. You know, something definitely drawing me to some kind of spiritual tradition, some kind of spiritual training.